Hey y'all, good morning. It's V, the tax lien strategist. Up early doing a little paperwork, and I decided to go ahead and do this segment on this topic this morning because I'm actually meeting with some people later today about helping them begin the process of probate on their loved one's estate. One of the reasons that I've noticed that people avoid probate is because it's lengthy, it's complex, and it's emotional exercise. And then I think about how a lot of investors just drive through these neighborhoods and they know the properties in the areas that they want to build in. And it's as if they can't stand to see something empty, you know. They can't stand it. They feel like they got to have their hands on it or that they are supposed to have it because it's empty. Now, I want people to know, especially in urban areas, to know that the area where you're losing, where most of the properties in our neighborhood are taken, not forced, but the ones that are taken, and you know, when I say taken, they end up transferring ownership, where ownership is transferred without any of the heirs signing it, is in the area of probate. This area here is where a lot of properties are being transferred. And how though? Now we're talking about quiet title actions. I've talked about quiet title actions a lot on this podcast because I want us to get used to certain terms, especially when I go places and speak, especially when I'm invited places to explain these things. I want us to understand that a quiet title action is where someone, most times an investor, who's working in concert with one or two people who have an interest in a property, where they go before a judge and get a lien removed or get something done to push along their quest to own this property. And that's why I tell investors that it's just some things you're going to have to know about. Don't say that you don't need to know about probate when you're talking about someone else's property, because the investor is the one who especially needs to know about how to probate an estate in their state. It's the only way you're going to have to get everything ready in order to own this property. The title company will give you a title commitment, and meaning that they will commit to closing on that property and giving you a clear title if you do certain things. And the title commitment is going to show what those things are. And I would say that I do know that the majority of the things that the title companies have on the commitments have something to do with determining who actually signs the contract. But let me get into, for the sake of the file of this podcast, it won't take long. So I am writing an ebook on the topic of probate. It's highly anticipated. I probably get three people at least a day asking me when the book is coming out. But, you know, people by now know me and they know who I am. And they know that they know that I'm not, nobody's perfect. I may even say some things on the podcast, meaning something else, but I try to correct it. People know that I will work very hard, research, and go over things and the laws, but with a fine-tooth comb, because I feel it's my responsibility to put out information that's true. And to the best of my knowledge. So we probably do a little research a little bit more than the average person does, because people will listen to this podcast, hear one thing that they feel like is a mistake or not true, and to them, the whole segment is ruined because they're looking for something to be wrong rather than learning from the podcast and doing their own research if they feel like I'm wrong. So they will try to dismiss or discount the entire episode, you know, to other people, because they're looking for something. That's another book too. So let's talk about the fact that probate is one of the most complex topics in my course and in anyone's course. Why? Because whether properties change hands most times rests on that, especially in the black and the brown communities. So when you hear people say things like, oh, that owner can't be found, that owner's missing, it just means that they can't find them. That means that they're not missing. They can't find them. And so when you are used to living in an area around certain people, around folk if you're going to church with, school with, you know who their relatives are. Jane Doe may not be able to be found by you, but the heirs are missing to the people who know who they are. So it's unfortunate, but it's just the way it is. We lose a lot of our properties due to that area right there. And I do this podcast to help people who have given up, who don't know what to do, who can't afford a lawyer. So yeah, by the end of the month, May, I will have finished and be ready to market and put on the market this ebook. I'm doing this ebook to our course is still running strong, but because we're so busy now helping people, you know, with their paperwork to hold on to their property and not lose them until they're ready to sell them, I don't want to, you know, I wanted to lower my price because the one-on-ones and all of that is going to have to change. We are pre-recording a lot of our courses now, and those courses are supported with some lives and some Zoom calls, but we're dropping our prices on all of our course topics. Probate is one where we're dropping our prices. So while we're working on the book, the one on Texas probate, how to probate in the state in Texas without using an attorney, is pretty much for executors and heirs. And that's going to be highly discounted right now. So someone had asked me about pre-sales. Yeah, we're going to get a page ready, a flyer ready off our social media to pre-sell it at a very, very low price. Because once the book is actually ready to be published, it's going to go, you know, a little higher on the ebook. I just wanted to throw that out there since people are always asking us about this. And this particular episode seems the appropriate place to talk about it. So that's a part of our course that is not cheap, but again, because of the you know, it's important. Listen, everyone should know, understand probate. Even if you don't have children, even if you don't have an estate, even if you think you don't need to know anything about probate and heirship in Texas, you're the one who needs it the most. Listen, there's no way we can avoid it. We're either going to be heirs of someone or going to be the person with the estate that needs to be addressed on this. But everyone needs to understand probate. I get too many questions from people who I feel like should know better. Let me say this. Let me say the first thing. I'm just going to put this out here. Y'all, let's just start understanding terminology. A decedent, there's only one definition for a decedent, okay? And that is a person who has expired. That hasn't changed. It's not going to change. It is a person who is no longer here. A deceased person. A dead person. Decedent. A descendant is someone who's a progeny of you, who comes after you. A picture, your children, your wife, your grandchildren, your immediate, the grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all that come from you. An heir is someone, is simply someone who gets to benefit from the estate of someone else. You all are making things too complicated. You're overthinking this thing. And so the book is important because I want you to understand the terms, and I also want you to understand the role of each person in an estate. The book is going to explain everything, step-by-step movements that you make to settle an estate in Texas without a lawyer. And yes, I will be doing these in other states, but this ebook for Texas can still be purchased by people in other states, because I will let you know which part is general and which part is specific to Texas. That way you'll know what part to look for your state, but you'll already be on your way toward at least understanding the general concept of probate. Probate, again, is where we are losing a lot of property that we don't have to lose. The person dies without a will, yes. With a will or without a will. Still, even with a will, the state, your will needs to be probated. Why? The probate process, it validates the will. It ensures that all debts are paid, that all the money is given to the heirs that needs to be given. Even if you feel that you don't have any money to go to anyone, make a will, have the will probated. I'll show you how to do it yourself. If you want to do, I'm not saying don't get, no, first of all, let me say this. I'm not saying don't use an attorney. I'm saying one of the reasons that people in urban areas don't have wills, don't probate their, get their estates probated, is because they don't understand that you can do it yourself, that you don't have to have the extra added expense of using an attorney if you don't want to. This is not anti-attorney. Remember, we are attorney-friendly. Attorneys help us with the community, but they also know that why a lot of people in urban areas do not leave wills and don't probate estates is because they feel as if they can't afford attorneys. You can. There are attorneys out there who understand this and who are very friendly toward us in terms of helping us, and they're just not about a buck. But for those of you who feel that you can't afford an attorney, this book is worth getting in order to understand how to do it yourself without an attorney. So it's highly anticipated. Have so many people asking about it, so I decided to go ahead. So we're researching now. We're making sure that what we know, and we do know a lot about the probate process, but we want to make sure that the information that we put out is up to date to this current year, because you know a lot of state laws change at the beginning of the year. Is when they're voted on before, but now they come out at the beginning, they're written in your state laws at the beginning of the year. I'm also going to do an episode on why reading and looking into making sure you understand state law is important. Benefits are hidden from you inside of the writings and state law. There are just so many things out there that you won't know, that you could avoid, or that you won't know that you have to attend to if you just knew what state law said. If you go to a government agency and a clerk or someone who's trying to help you does not assist you and then tells you something about, well, it's in the state law code, and you ask them what code is that, and they don't tell you, if they just say something like, go online and look, report that person. Go ahead and report that person, because people who work in these offices are considered agents from the planning on, are considered agents and are supposed to be able to give you this information. Make them do their job. Make them learn their job. Make them go back to school if they need to, meaning go to classes to learn how these laws are and what they, how they can be interpreted. You know, you got some real hillbillies in some of these towns who, you know, got bad understandings, don't understand things, can't read, can't write. So make sure that you don't take anything for granted. Don't assume that people are intelligent. When you walk into, I'm just telling the truth, in these government agencies, make them work for their money that's paid by you. Make them work, make them earn it. Don't let them talk to you any kind of way and treat you like trash and look down on you. Remind them of who's in charge. I have to do it occasionally because when I go into these agencies, I'm not playing with folk. Give me what I want, answer the questions that I need, and let me go on about my way. Do not play with me, and please don't assume that something is there that you can tell me to go online. That pisses me off, and it's going to be some letters written and levels to it too. I'm going to start with your immediate boss, and I'm going all the way up. I'm not going to stop until somebody gets back in touch with me. But anyway, the highly anticipated book about probate is coming out. Remember that whether a person dies with or without a will, estates still need to be probated. You know, and why? You know, we're going to have the forms, you know, all the forms that you need. It's just going to be step by step. And, you know, we are going to let professionals, I'm going to put it this way. We're going to let professionals look at it and make sure it's approved by them. But a lot of our properties are taken by quiet title actions because judges are actually, you know, working with investors to help them get these properties. I don't know if they know that, you know, what it really means. I mean, I know what they know what their ruling means, but y'all gonna have to be stopped of being afraid of everything. The appeals process is a thing because judges have ruled wrongly. That's all I'm gonna say. The appeals process is a thing. It's a thing. You have to think about these things. I'll say it again. The appeals process is a thing because people don't always agree with the way judges rule. Okay? So, you gotta know terms. You gotta know the terminology. You gotta know when you probate an estate, now you get a chance to not have to take zero when your family property is sold at auction. Even if you don't want to want the property and you end up selling it to investors like myself or investors that are out there, at least you get something for your property. At least you don't want to walk away. We just don't want people walking away with zero like you all are doing at auction. So one of the reasons investors get in touch with you before the auction is because they themselves don't want to compete with other investors at the tax auction. They want to get the property directly from the owner because it's out there. We should all know this by now, because when you buy a property from a seller, the redemption process is not into play. That's why we buy property from the sellers, because we're trying to avoid not getting it probate and trying to avoid the redemption period. Okay. One more thing. The state, the government, eminent domain, we've talked about that a lot here, is the process of where the government takes public property, private property for public use. They're supposed to pay people fair market value. Okay, we know that don't happen. But this isn't about that at the moment. What I'm saying is, so the government, namely your cities and counties, enter into partnerships with builders. There are quite a number of them here in Houston. I'll be doing segments on all of them. All these places that offer affordable housing, which we've demonstrated on this podcast, shows that these new home developments aren't actually affordable after all, and we've showed you how. You can research it for yourself. Just don't depend on just me, my word. And so the trick is when the government claims property or purchases property, I call it abscond properties, it's supposed to be for public use. It's supposed to not be for private use. So I want you all to understand how government works. When an area of town with a lot of land, when the government takes that property by eminent domain, then partners with developers, which is a privately owned company, to build affordable housing. That's a slick way for the government to take your property by eminent domain for public use. Should not be, because that developer is a private owner, right? Eminent domain is not supposed to be taken for private use, only public use. So how they fix that, the way they fix this thing, is to say that this part of this area is going to be devoted to affordable housing. Now the word affordable housing pops up. Now that affordable housing is open to everyone in the public. And so now they again are working hand in hand, developers and government, in order to take our property. So here's the thing in life. Most of things in life that happen to black and brown people, especially black people, are worthy of lawsuits. Most of the ways people have wrestled property from us are worthy of lawsuits. But if we were going to do that, we would have to go back way to the beginning. But just wanted to throw that out there to give y'all something to start thinking about. One more thing. We got to stop saying things like, we don't have heirs. We don't have an heir. Developers have to stop saying things like, going to court, quiet title action, saying, well, Your Honor, he doesn't have any legal heirs. Listen, everybody got an heir. I'm just going to break it down to you. This is what I know about. This is how deep I am into learning and teaching heirship. You would have to be an only child from the very beginning of time to not have an heir. Just because you don't converse, just because you don't sup with, just because you don't go to family reunions, just because you don't admit, doesn't mean you don't have an heir. It's highly unlikely that anybody has no heirs. So remember this. A decedent, I just said it, is someone who comes after you. An heir is simply someone who benefits from your estate. It could be your descendant, or it can be someone who came before you. Could be your siblings, your nieces, your nephews, their children. Those are heirs. So everyone is an heir. But you don't have to have children to have an heir. Okay, you don't have to have a wife to have an heir. We're going to need to know these things so that when people come to us lying to us, we can correct them and let them know. The best weapon you have is education, because the moment someone knows that you're educated about what they're lying to you about, they're going to stop it. Okay, I've got to go. This file is pretty large. Wanted to throw that in. We're going to be talking about a lot on airship, a lot on the whys, everything, step by step. Step is going to be very thorough, but we need it. We got to have it. We got to have something out there. We got to stop going through life blindly while we complain about something. You can't complain about something and do nothing but complain. You got to go to work. I'll talk to y'all on the next one.